Hey guys, it's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, with another week's episode of Journaling the Process, where I keep it realer than real while sharing with you my journey as I make it to the top by identifying my purpose and speaking my truth. Because guess what? I only have one life to live. I hope that my journey inspires you to take inventory of your life and motivates you to start your own. Let's get it. So this week's episode is titled, You Are the Star of Your Own Movie and God is the Director. Yeah, that's right. You are the star of your own movie and God is a director. So that title alone, guys, I don't know about you, but for me, it's heavy. It's real heavy. And the reason why I decided to name that, the reason why I actually chose that title for this week's episode is because it really resonated with me from Oprah Winfrey's podcast, Super Soul Conversation, that I was listening to later on in the week. She actually interviewed a gentleman by the name of Devon Franklin. So he's a director. He produced the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. And he just came out with a book titled Produced by Faith, right? So the book is titled Produced by Faith. And Oprah was just sitting down with him, asking him questions, interviewing him. And the moment that he basically wrapped up the whole summary of the book as you being the star of your own movie and God being the director and being obedient to what God is directing you to do in your life was like an aha moment for me. Like, you don't understand. I've been struggling with trying to figure out what my life purpose is, what I need to do, and be obedient by it. And I've come to realize that the reason why I wasn't successful is basically because I needed to learn certain lessons along the way. Let's just be real honest, and I like to keep it 100 here on the show, right? So I was basically doing things my way. And what I mean by that is I had an online boutique, so like a regular online shopping boutique store selling clothing. And the initial idea when I first had it, like, I was really blown away by it. I was really motivated by it. I was really inspired. I put a lot of work into it, you know, as far as marketing and advertising and having coaches help me just brand myself properly. And it didn't go the way I wanted it to at the end of the day as far as being profitable. And I actually fell out of love with it. It started to feel like work, you know, like it just wasn't clicking. And it took me a long time to really let it go. And in order for me to actually really let it go, to be quite honest, I had to pray on it, guys. I'm not even going to front. Like, I had to pray on it to ask God to show me, is this something that I need to hold on to or do I need to let it go? And just going through that whole process of the struggle with that business, like, it taught me a lot about myself as far as patience, as far as educating myself on certain things that I had no clue about. Like, there was a lot of lessons involved with that whole other brand. So for me now, I feel like this is my second chance to, first of all, not repeat history again, to learn the lessons that I learned from the previous brand as far as my mistakes and whatnot, and to be patient. Like, I feel like if I look back at everything, I wasn't as patient as I should have been, because with the pressure of the coaches that I had of producing and making money and the importance of that, it kind of just, like, as I said, made me not fall in love with it anymore. You know, it was more like a money-driven brand, and I didn't like that. I didn't like the feeling behind it. Yes, part of me opening up a boutique was to make money, but that's not the sole reason behind it. You know, I want to make other people feel beautiful, make other people feel good in what they're wearing when they buy from me. And I wanted it to be more personable, you know, not like the common stuff that you would see in every other boutique. And that's why I literally took my time to select the pieces that I selected. And they were so unique that other people did say, hey, I never seen this before. Like, where did you get this? And kind of even being in front of the trend. Like, there's a few pieces that I actually had within my boutique that was way ahead of the trend. And then maybe like 6 months to a year later, I saw it trending, you know. So I had that insight to project what will be trending before it actually became a trend, if that actually makes any sense to you guys. But yeah, so I say all that to say, you know, I learned a lot from that business experience, and I want to be able to move forward in a positive way where I'm being truthful to myself and I'm letting God be the director of my life this time around in whatever opportunity arise, whatever business I'm supposed to create, because I do know without a doubt in my mind that I'm a creative, I'm a manifester, and I'm a leader. That's it. Point blank, period, the end. You know, looking back at my life, those are the three things that I feel are very consistent that show up time after time. And the leadership one is definitely something that I didn't ask for. I kind of fell into it. And a lot of it has to do with my work environment, as far as the previous jobs that I had, from starting at the bottom like everybody else as an employee, then work my way up to a team leader within the 3-month time period, then work my way up to a manager. Was actually a manager for 2 different companies for about 2 years, managing over 40 people. So I definitely have that leadership skills, you know, and it's just a matter of implementing all those three things together and doing what makes me happy at the end of the day with it. That's really what it is. You know, for me, like I said in my previous posts on Instagram, I've been really heavy as far as posting on Instagram and being transparent with everybody and being transparent with my community, because you guys are so amazing how you guys support me. You know, it's words can't even describe how I feel about my community that I'm building right here, right now for this brand, because you guys like drop comments, you guys like just support by listening, like that little effort that you guys take just to listen to what I have to say really means a lot to me. So I know I'm kind of going all over the place today in this week's episode, but hey, these things are on my heart and I just have to be transparent about it. I just have to speak on it. And that's pretty much what I had to say, guys. I just want to keep it short and sweet, to the point. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, please make sure to do so by hitting up my handle, I am not my 9 to 5. I'm also on Twitter at I am not my 9 to 5, but I'm more active on the gram, right? So on that note, with the gram, I actually started this thing called 24-hour check-in, where I would literally check in with you guys every single morning and every evening of what my day looks like. So for the last, I want to say almost 2 weeks, I've been really consistent on doing so, getting a lot of amazing feedback. So I would definitely appreciate if my listeners do check in on my gram, follow me on Instagram, you know, and see what type of content I'm speaking about day after day. So that's it, guys. Love you. Take care. I'll speak to you next week.
Bye.